Please note, this podcast contains profanity. If you don't like it, too fucking bad. Hello, and welcome to episode number 14 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. I am your hostess, the Fountain of Filth. You can email me at fof@luckynerd.com. The show's website is luckynerd.com/Devo. Yes, you heard me right. This is episode number 14. I haven't quite gotten episode number 13 down the way I want it, so I'm going to skip over it until I have exactly what I need. This show I call Origins, as elements of the songs that I'm going to play ended up in other Devo songs. This is also the first of a series of podcasts that only contain Fountain of Filth's favorite five. My experiment is to see if I can put together shows quicker. So far, it hasn't been the case because I didn't script the show at all. I'm kind of doing this off the top of my head, and I suck at improv. First up, we have All of Us from Hardcore 2. Some of the lyrics and a little bit of the melody ended up on Going Under from New Traditionalists. This is a little bit slower and has a slightly different melody, but it's a fucking wonderful song nonetheless.
I live home with a friend in me.
Next up, also from Hardcore 2, we have Chango. About a minute and 10 seconds or so into the song, you will hear the melody of Plain Truth. Well, you'll recognize the melody of Plain Truth if you've actually listened to Total Devo, or if you've listened to episode number 4 of this podcast. More and more, I'm starting to realize that I'm kind of a freak among Devo fans for really, really, really loving Total Devo. But that's okay, I'm used to being a freak among my peers anyway. Honestly, I didn't really like Chango the first couple of times I heard it, and I didn't listen to it for a while. And then President Bush got elected, and then a few years ago, Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor of my fair state of California, and suddenly this song made a whole lot more fucking sense to me. By the way, I think it's just something in the air in California that makes Californians think that actors can be governors. We have Love Love, the faster and faster version from Boogie Boys Basement D003. Oh no, it's demos. This, as the title shows us, has both elements of the song Love Love and Faster and Faster. Both songs are really bitchin' and probably should have ended up on Oh No, It's Devo, but I'm not Devo, so it wasn't my call. I was also probably about 7 or 8 years old at the time, so it definitely wasn't my call. We'll be right back. Next up, from Devo Live, the Mongoloid years, we have Beulah. This track usually has Beulah and Jaco Homo, but we are cutting off Jaco Homo and just playing Beulah. If you're wondering, why the fuck is Beulah in a show about oranges? Well, as you will find out in a podcast or two, if you haven't heard already, Dove, the band of love, decided to change this from a wonderful little song about a girl to a song about a deity.
Here's one by Jerry and the Pacemakers from 1965.
Last on the list, we have Some Things Don't Change from Recombo DNA. The title is very similar to a song from Total Devo called Some Things Never Change. Some of the lyrics from Some Things Don't Change ended up on Some Things Never Change. The melody's not quite the same, so that's why I said in the beginning that sometimes it's the lyrics and sometimes it's a melody that ended up in other Devo songs.
Test.
And there you have it, episode number 14 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. This will also be my last podcast while I'm 31. I hit the big 3-2 on Monday. Extra special thanks to my husband, Kevin, for his support. Special thanks to my parents for their support, and to my friend Tim and Boogie Boys Basement for their contributions to this podcast. Episode number 13 will feature other people covering Devo songs. It will also feature the first time a listener has submitted a Devo cover to me. If you would like to do this for a future podcast, or if you would like to do a podcast of your own, contact me, fof@luckynerd.com, or send me a private message on the Boogie Boys Basement forum. This is Fountain of Filth signing off, reminding you to wear gaudy colors or avoid display.